Good evening and welcome to another episode of Out from the Cube. I am George Evian. I appreciate you listening. It is Monday night and I am actually calling and recording this from Boulder, Colorado, and left yesterday from St. Louis, Missouri, and came to visit with a client for the week in Boulder, Colorado. So appreciate you listening. This is going to be a quick episode, and just got done with a 20-minute walk in the altitude of Colorado to see how that would affect me, and I would say it's greatly affected me as I'm sweating and out of breath as I finish this trail walk. But as I was looking through my notes this week, I wanted to try to stay with some sort of cadence and didn't want to have my business trip to Colorado stop me from releasing and getting something out there for people to listen to and to take some content from on what I learned this past week. So same cast of characters that I've been listening to the past while, with some, you know, coaches, some leaders, you know, Alan Stein and Gary Vee and Andy Frisella and a number of these other people that I listen to that, you know, I get most of my notes from. Tim Ferriss was really big this week. I recorded an episode, I believe, last Wednesday or Friday, It was a quick 10-minute podcast. I'd encourage you to go back to listen to it, where I talk about note-taking and being a lifelong learner and things of that nature. But I'd go back and listen to that. I got into some of the information that Tim released on his podcast, where he was talking with George Raveling. It's a phenomenal episode. George Raveling is a national treasure in my mind. He's lived through the 60s and the civil rights movement and was fortunate to spend time with Dr. King. And he's a legendary basketball coach that even I would say was even a mentor of mine as a young coach. Just because you don't know someone, learn this week, believe this for a while, but heard it phrased this way, that you don't need to know somebody necessarily for them to be a mentor. I believe Alan Stein talked about that as well in the podcast that we had with him a month or so ago. But reading, the day and the age of YouTube, podcasting, you know, you could sit there and meet somebody and say, you know what, you have been a mentor of mine for years, and this is the first time that I've ever met you. But I just wanted to be able to put a few things out there for you. Just so you had something this week that you could, you know, get from me. This is not going to be a 40-minute episode. But really, the mindset that I have this week and the theme for this week has really been, to sum it up in one word, has really been humility and being humble and learning from all sources, all streams that you can find, and all platforms you can find. It's the mindset of not thinking you have all the answers. Even with the client that I was with today, we are working with a client where we are, you know, talking about teams and leadership and agile and streamlining process and kind of lean thinking, where, you know, you eliminate waste and you can just kind of focus on what's important and how to deliver software. And those are kind of the worlds that I live in. Was asked to come and work with this group kind of about that. But we ended up getting into a discussion actually today about humility and just kind of this mindset of people in our industry, hopefully, you know, not all only IT people listen to our podcast. There's a number of other verticals and that people listen to from and categories. But if it is true in your category, I'm sure it is. But in IT, we see people that think they have all the answers, are the smartest people in the room, want to be noticed as the smartest people in the room, want to have all the answers. Every strategy and implementation has always got to be theirs. And then if it is, they are the people that, you know, want everybody to know that the reason they are successful is because of them and they're all that. So we talked about that a lot, because you do find that on teams. You find that with people that have that mindset of, and the word that we used today was, they want to have that credit. They want to puff their chest up. They want everybody to know how smart they are and how important and valuable they are and how much they contribute to the team. All that sort of stuff. But the mindset that we talked about today was to really center in on that sense of humility and being humble and knowing that you can learn things from other people, even if you are smart. The quote I have here in my notes that made me think of this today was, the first sign of intelligence in anybody is at first admitting that you don't know. So the first sign of intelligence is admitting that you don't know. So I'd take that from a leadership perspective. I would take that as a team perspective with your individual team members, where you want to have that. It's okay to not know. It's okay to sit there as a leader to receive a question from somebody that reports to you, or a subordinate, or however you phrase it. It's okay to look at them and say, I don't know the answer to that. But what is important is that we get the right answer, the right strategy, the right solution, that we are going in the correct direction to solve this problem. That's what is important. It's not important whom it comes from, and having that mindset. I've just been in so many meeting rooms with so many people in this industry where they've got to be the smartest person, that they have the loudest voice, that they want that recognition. But I'm going to also couple this with the idea of collaboration. How hard is it in your industry where collaboration is important, but you're also sitting around working with people that have to be the smartest, have to be, you know, recognized the most, have to have the most credit, where that slowly over time starts to stifle the collaboration that other people have? You've all been in meeting rooms. You've all been on calls where one person has the voice. Nobody else is contributing or collaborating or giving their opinion or a strategy or an idea or an opinion. People don't do that when they are continually kind of snuffed out and their ideas don't work, or their ideas aren't smart enough, or they're not senior enough, or don't have enough tenure, whatever it might be, right? But what about that one person that is the smartest person? And everybody knows it, but that person is open to learning about new ways of doing things, new strategies, new solutions, new opinions, and expects that from other people and wants those people to contribute. How that makes everybody else in the room feel. Like, I've just been in those rooms, and I've been on both sides of that. And I have tried to correct those things with the teams that we work with, where, this person, needs to be more open and allow other people to talk, and needs to imagine if you had just said, you know what, that's a great idea. I really liked how you said that. I think that's a great way to think about things. I think that might be a good solution for us. And have somebody senior, have the smartest guy in the room, have the guy that, you know, everybody goes to for answers, be able to say that to somebody else. Imagine how that impacts that other person. Just like really think about this, because now I'm getting juiced up a little bit. Like, imagine how that impacts the other person. More so, imagine how that creates and fosters the culture and the standards and the significance of that team. Not just that one person, but what if it is always that other person? So paint this scenario to make it relevant for me and how I think about things in terms of teams and basketball. Imagine if it were Michael Jordan. We all know Jordan's the best. Everybody in the world knows he's the best. Everybody on the team and the 30,000 or 25,000 people in the arena know he's the best. But what if you're at practice? And what if he goes to you for, what if he goes to somebody else for advice, a different perspective, a different way to maybe do something, a different way to maybe come off screen, like all that. Imagine how that makes that person feel. Now imagine if that person is younger. What if that person is a rookie or first or second year? Imagine how that impacts him, not just for that moment, but how does that impact that person for his or her career? How does that impact that person in how they then trickle down that leadership, that value, that perspective when they are the older person, when they have been around? Imagine how that one small thing can trickle down and waterfall all the way down for years. And people don't understand the significance of that communication, of that leadership style, of that making sure everybody is included. And I've just been on the other side of it, where the smartest person in the room holds on to everything, doesn't talk, or dominates the room so much, or doesn't let other people have a voice, and how that just destroys team morale, team significance, team inclusion, all that sort of stuff. So that was really on my mind today, simply because I'm working with a great client, more so great people that are all very humble. This is a successful company I'm working with. And what was great about this company was they just wanted a different perspective, different ideas, different way of achieving and being better. They felt that they are really good, really successful, but the reality is they sat back and said, we're capable of more. And we actually use those words. We're capable of more. We can do better. And that really stems from just being humble, not thinking you have all the answers. And this is a room of smart people. And I was just very humbled and flattered that I could be a part of those discussions so I could learn. So that was a big thing this week was, you know, the first sign of intelligence is admitting that you don't know, and then just being open to other perspectives. I really thought that was really good. And there's a ton of other things here in my notes. I didn't want this to be a long podcast because I'm on a walk in Colorado. I'm at an altitude I'm not used to being at. I'm winded. I'm hungry. But I wanted to make sure to get something out. I hope that you are having a great week. We said something in our podcast a week or so ago that I'm not going to get the quote exactly right. I don't have that week of notes in front of me. I am actually walking with my notes here with me. But I don't have those week's notes. But the idea was, if you are unhappy, if you're sitting in that cubicle, if you're driving in on a Monday morning, if you're not happy, if you're dreadful, if you're stressed out, if you're anxious, if you're all those things about your job, you have control. And that really resonated with me, that we have control over all of the situations that are going on in our life. And we have to have the mindset that we do have control, that you can make those changes. If you have a great job and you enjoy going in every day, but you know there's more, and that there's more you can accomplish, more you can do, more value you can provide, more you can interject into the company, and more you can contribute, you control that. I said this in an earlier podcast as well, that I used to ask people when I would speak, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do they feel that they are actually in control of their careers? And it was surprising the numbers that would be thrown out. Very few people think they got complete control, but you do. You have control. And so I say that because I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're excited about your careers. I hope you're excited about getting out of the cubicle. Now, I've thought a lot about the name of this podcast recently, and I want the idea being getting out of the cubicle. I'm telling you, like, I work in a cubicle, but it's the idea of just getting out of it. We're all going to be in cubicles for the most part working. That's where we are. But it's the idea of just getting out of the four walls, the proverbial cube. Didn't say that correctly, but getting out of that cube in your mind and providing value, getting engaged, being connected, contributing more, being a voice. And I think that we all need to do that. So listen, I hope you're having a great week. Listen, if you've never been to Boulder, Colorado, this is a beautiful place with great people. The restaurants I've hit seem to be good as well. I hope you have a great week. I wanted to get something out. We will not have a guest this week on Thursday. So I hope that you listen to maybe some other podcasts. If you were looking for somebody to guest, listen to that as a guest that's been on our podcast. We've had some amazing guests on the past couple weeks. We've had Alan Stein about a month ago. Go back and listen to the Alan Stein episode. We had Chris Cadell, who is the president of Polaris Solutions. I would go back and listen to that. That was a great episode. And most recently, we had Jeff Berry on last week, who's the director of innovation at Brado.net in St. Louis, Missouri, who's a phenomenal person, but it was great talking with him, learning about marketing and branding and the voice of a customer in product development. Really enjoyed that. Just phenomenal how the podcast has opened doors to people that are willing to give, that are willing to answer questions and share what they know, the experiences that they have had. What has been the greatest blessing of having this podcast has been just simply that. And I'm fortunate that I get to have those conversations. So listen, again, from Boulder, Colorado, have a great week. If we can help you, these are my asks that we typically have. If we can help you, please just reach out to us. We'd love to have a conversation. People have been doing that. Just reach out to us and let's just have a back and forth about what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, how it can be better, how we can get better, all those different situations. The other ask is that you just share the podcast. If you find this valuable, that you get something out of it, if you could just share it with somebody, that would really mean a lot to us. And the other ask is maybe just subscribe to the podcast. That would mean a lot to us. The podcast is doing better than we ever thought it would up to this point. We hope for great things in the future. And I will also say this in closing note, there are going to be some great things happening on the podcast in the next month or so. Great things. I have some people that are lined up that are phenomenal. Phenomenal people, phenomenal leaders, phenomenal coaches. And I'm not just saying that as a teaser to get you to listen, to come back. There, in the next week or so, we are going to have a guest on that is I couldn't be more excited about. And this person's not going to just be on once. They're going to be on a couple times. At least that's the commitment now that we have. Tentatively, things can change. And that's not putting pressure on anybody, but things that we do have kind of a commitment to do a number of episodes around some great coaching, life, leadership, and business principles that I think is just going to be phenomenal. I couldn't be more excited about the next, you know, 2 months or more of guests that we have lined up for the podcast. So continue listening, share, subscribe, let us know how we can help you. Enjoy your week. I'm going to enjoy mine in Boulder, Colorado. And again, let us know how we can help you. Have a great rest of the week and enjoy your week. Take care. We'll be right back.